Hello and welcome back to the podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We've now reached James chapter 4 in our journey through this wonderful practical book, and we look at verses 1 to 12. Going to read God's word in just a moment, but for now we ask for his help in prayer. Lord, you've been challenging us through our reflections in the book of James, and although challenge is sometimes difficult, we do want to pray again that you would challenge us once more. And Lord, we ask for your encouragement and strengthening and enabling from your words. We thank you again that one of the images that describes the Bible is food. Lord, it's the bread of life to us. Feed us today by your word. Help us not to be malnourished as Christians. Rather, nourish us by your health-giving, life-giving word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, James chapter 4 and verse 1, reading through to verse 12. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have, because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers, don't slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbour? This is such a powerful and challenging reading. And it may well be, as we have read through, you have felt the challenge, the word of God, like a double-edged sword penetrating sharply into your life, penetrating deep within. If God has challenged you about anything, then I encourage you to sit with that this morning. Maybe that you want to pause, switch off the podcast, and just reflect on what you believe God is saying to you and pray that into your life. It may even be that you don't have time to continue with the rest of the podcast today. That is fine. Go with the grain of what God is saying to you. Be attentive to his authoritative voice as he speaks into your life. What I want to do is just comment on three things in this powerful reading. And in some ways, they are some of the more encouraging things that come from these verses in James 4. The first thing is the encouragement to resist the devil so that he flees from us. We can very easily assume that the way we get rid of the devil is to give in to him. But actually, the reverse is true. If we take our stand in the power of the Spirit against temptation, if we say no when temptation comes, then the devil will flee from us. Jesus gives us the supreme example of this. In Matthew chapter 4, we see the devil comes to him to tempt him, and Jesus takes his stand against him. He quotes scripture at the devil, and the devil is unsuccessful. Satan fails in his attempt to draw Jesus, Son of God, but also Son of Man, from the righteous path. And what happens at the end of this? Well, the devil leaves him before an opportune time comes again. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Jesus gives us the example in this, and also gives us the power so that we can really live it out in our daily lives. Perhaps you've been struggling with temptation. Perhaps you're struggling with a particular habit in your life. The call today is to resist the devil and to know him fleeing from you. Second word or phrase is in verse 8. Come near to God and he will come near to you. It's a wonderful, wonderful promise. And it's a positive counterpoint to resisting the devil. We don't just want to resist temptation, because then we end up with a bit of a vacuum. We might not be sinning, but there's not a lot that's positive in our lives. Rather, we want to say no to the devil and yes to God. Yes to the joy, yes to the wonder, yes to the glory of living the life of discipleship, following the Lord Jesus on the joyful adventure of faith wherever he leads us. If we just resist the devil, if we just say no to sin, our existence will be thin and tasteless. We may well become lonely and sour. But if we come near to God and know him coming near to us, then our lives will be full of good things, even the presence of God himself. Pray this prayer today. Pray this prayer every day. Lord, come near to me that I may come near to you. And then verse 9 through to verse 10, the reminder that there is grace and forgiveness for us. Grieve, mourn and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Here there is a big challenge, but there is also grace that is available to us as we hear the challenges of these verses, the challenges to submission, the challenges against quarrelling and fighting. It can be hard, it can be tough, and we indeed should grieve, mourn and wail in repentance towards God. But if we do humble ourselves, there is this good and gracious promise: God will lift us up. So which words do we need today? Resisting the devil, perhaps. Drawing near to God, maybe. Knowing his grace and forgiveness. True repentance leading through to wonderful forgiveness. Which of them do we need? If you're like me, you probably need them all, because these are all key in the life of discipleship. And so today and tomorrow and every day, may we resist the devil, may we draw near to God, and may we humble ourselves before our Lord and have the joy of knowing his gracious hand taking our own hands and lifting us up. We come to God in prayer. And it seems Very right today to begin with a prayer of confession and repentance. Lord, there have been times when we've not resisted the devil. There have been times when we have given way to temptation. There have been times when we have sinned against you by the things that we've done and the things that we have left undone. Your word is so true in 1 John, that if we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But we thank you and we praise you that what John also says is wonderfully true. That if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for Jesus' life and death and resurrection, for his forgiveness poured out to us today. We confess our sin. We turn from it. We humble ourselves before you. And we thank you for your grace that streams down to us, your forgiveness that we receive now. Thank you, O Lord, that you lift us up. We pray that in the days that lie ahead, we would resist the devil so that he flees from us, that we would draw near to you consciously, day by day. Help us, O Lord, we pray. And Lord, what we ask for ourselves, we ask for others as well, those other disciples who are along the way. We pray that you would strengthen them and that you would help us to help them, that your strength, that your enabling might in some way be mediated through us. And Lord, help us to help others to draw near to you in prayer and worship. May we encourage one another in the body of Christ that is the church. Thank you that our journeys of discipleship are personal. Thank you that you love us as individuals. But we praise you also that you call us to community, and that you ask us to journey together. So, Lord, with love in our hearts and thankfulness to you, we lift our prayers to you this day. Amen.